October is Dyslexia Awareness Month. What will you do? It's hard to believe that Dyslexia Awareness Month was only officially recognized by the U.S. Congress last year, although 120 years have passed since Pringle Morgan noticed the intelligence and reading discrepancy in a student. We are still only in our infancy in terms of spreading awareness and deepening the understanding of the full picture of dyslexic people. It will soon be almost 5 years since our book, The Dyslexic Advantage, hit the bookstore shelves. There's been great progress in terms of individuals speaking out and educating others about dyslexia, from CEOs and Hollywood stars to grade school students, parents, teachers, and tutors. Dyslexia laws and actions by the Department of Education are also starting to move the needle in terms of getting positive change for dyslexic students in public school classrooms. Whatever you do will be helpful. You are already making a difference, and progress evolves by baby steps as well as big ones. 5 years ago, I remember I was discouraged by the negative imagery and talk about dyslexia. But over these past 5 years, we've started to see both words and pictures change, and people from every background and age begin to join the movement to support each other and educate the world about what dyslexia is all about. Even the research and university research communities are beginning to show signs that some are moving the need forward, although of course entrenched factions remain. If I were asked to communicate a few truths about dyslexia for someone who didn't know anything, my list would include 1. Dyslexia is a learning difference. 2. Dyslexic differences are associated with strengths in creative thinking and problem solving, but also specific challenges in the areas of reading, writing, and spelling. 3. Dyslexic students' education should be appropriate to their strengths, as well as specific learning needs and classroom accommodations and modifications. 4. The developmental arc for dyslexic individuals should be a positive one over time. If a student's learning does not continue to show growth, troubleshoot learning situation and the student's general health and well-being.